Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us, all of you who are here in person and all of you who are joining us online. I think there are still a few folks who might trickle in from the breakfast. We had an absolutely delicious meal provided by the Fellowship Committee in honor of our veterans. And so I don't think anyone from the Fellowship Committee is in here. I was going to have us say thank you. But if you see them again, please thank them for their wonderful effort. We have just a few announcements this morning. Tomorrow evening is church council. Brews and Hymns at Bull City Brewery is moved up a week because next week is Thanksgiving week. And so Brews and Hymns is this Tuesday at 7. The Senior Citizens Group meets on Wednesday, and we are having a potluck meal, and we are having a representative from Senior Services come and talk to us about all of the different offerings that they have. I think this is a treasure here in Lexington that not enough people know about. They offer a lot of classes and fellowship opportunities. So if you're interested in learning more about Senior Services, please join us for that group. Also, this Thursday is Bible study at 7. Next Sunday is a big Sunday. It's Christ the King Sunday, which is the last Sunday of the church year. We are having an Advent fair following worship, so everything that you're going to need for Advent, we're going to have ready for you. We're going to have candles and the supplies for an Advent wreath. The Advent devotionals are going to be available. Going to have just some information about Advent in general for you, as well as share with you what the Wednesday evening services might look like this year and the themes for Sunday morning during Advent. And then there will be a brief congregational meeting after worship next week to approve the 2023 budget, to elect council members for the upcoming 3 years, and we're going to have a brief presentation from the cemetery committee. For those of you who don't know a lot about it and want to consider your options, that's going to be available. This is not on the calendar, but I want to give you all a heads up that I'm going to be taking the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week off just to recharge my battery a little bit before Advent begins and the month of December kicks off. So I will be taking those 3 days off. I also want to thank the Fellowship Committee, even though they're not in here, for this beautiful harvest display in front of the altar. They did this last year, and it was so well received that they wanted to do it again this year. It's really, really beautiful. I have a thank you card from the family of Joe Hedrick. It says, "Thank you for the many prayers, food, and words of comfort. We will always cherish our Holly Grove friends and family. In the love of Christ, Bonnie and the family of Joe Hedrick, we love you all." We love you too. We have a few birthdays this week. Boyd Queen, Jennifer Davis, and Andy Beck. And Ross and Elisa Summer have an anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who is eager to forgive and who loves us beyond our days. Amen. Dear friends, let us together acknowledge our failure to love this world as Jesus does. God of mercy and forgiveness, we confess that sin still has a hold on us. We have harmed your good creation. We have failed to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Turn us in a new direction. Show us the path that leads to life. Be our refuge and strength on the journey. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven, and you are made whole. God points the way to new life in Christ, who meets us on the road. Journey now in God's abiding love, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with Christ forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament today is from chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that they were with an iron pen and with lead, that they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has thus been destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Word of life. Word of God. Thanks be. The psalm for today is Psalm 17, and will be read responsively. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Let my vindication come forth from your presence.
Let your eyes be fixed on justice.
Examine my heart. Visit me by night.
Melt me down. You will find no impurity in me.
I have not regarded what others do.
At the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent.
My footsteps hold fast to your well-worn path. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me.
Incline your ear to me and hear my words.
Show me your marvelous loving kindness.
O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand, from those who rise against you.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
From the wicked who assault me.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. and the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. You want to come sit over here? You want to sit on that side of Sawyer? Okay. How are you guys this morning? Good? Are you doing good today? Good. Well, I wanted to talk about something that we read just a couple minutes ago in the psalm. The person who wrote the psalm was praying to God, asking God, "Keep me the apple of your eye." Have you guys ever heard that expression before? The apple of my eye or the apple of someone's eye? No? Well, the way that we often use it means that if you are the apple of somebody's eye, you are incredibly special to them. And so I can think of lots of people who you guys are the apple of their eye. You are the apple of Neil and Terry's eye. And you are the apple of Nana and Papa's eye. You are so, so special to them. But this expression actually comes from the Bible in the Old Testament. And in the original language it was written in, the expression is, "Keep me the little person of your eye." That sounds a little bit different than "keep me the apple of your eye," doesn't it? Well, in our eyes, the very center, you see that dark part in mine? It's kind of like a bluish color, and then there's a black dot in the middle. That's our pupil. And a long, long time ago, the Hebrew people who wrote that, they thought that the center of our eye, the darker part, looked like an apple. And so keep me the little person in the apple of your eye, in the center of your eye. And how it came about was, if you look in somebody's eye, you can see your reflection in that part of their eye. So can you see your reflection in my eye? Can you see yourself in my eye right here, like kind of like in a mirror? So for someone to have you be the little person in their eye, that means that they have to be looking at you. Can you see it? Can you see yourself? For you to be the little person in somebody's eye, it means that they have to be looking at you and focusing on you. And you know what? We are all the little people in God's eye, because God watches all of us, and God gazes at us, and God's attention is focused on us. And the other meaning, we are incredibly special and cherished by God. So we are the apple of God's eye, and we are the little person in God's eye. So of all the people all over the world, each of us is seen by God and loved by God. Would you like to pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today, and thank you for each other. Thank you for your love. Thank you that we are special to you. And thank you that we are the little people in your eye. Keep your gaze upon us. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over 3 years ago now, when I learned that the church where I would be doing my internship had a preschool, I was absolutely delighted. While I was at St. Paul's, I had the gift of leading preschool chapel each week. We prayed together, we sang a couple of songs together, and we read a Bible story together. Well, one day we were reading a Bible story about the Lord's Prayer, and when we got to the part about God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven, one little girl asked, "What's it like in heaven?" Wanting to be faithful to Scripture and honest with her, I answered, "No one knows for sure what heaven will be like, but I do know that we get to be with God forever. And I do know that in heaven there is no more dying, there is no more sadness, and there is no more pain. And in heaven we get to worship God forever." We went on to talk about how that meant that there would be no more boo-boos and no more bullies in heaven. But also with that came their disappointment that if there are no boo-boos in heaven, then there are probably no Band-Aids in heaven. Aw, man. I love seeing the world and God through the eyes of children. But if we're all honest, I don't think that this little girl or children are the only ones who wonder what heaven is going to be like. I would venture to guess that everyone here has thought about heaven and wondered what it might be like. Today's gospel lesson opens with the Sadducees asking Jesus a question. However, unlike that little girl in preschool, the Sadducees did not ask Jesus out of curiosity. They asked Jesus about the resurrection, something they didn't believe in order to trap him. The Sadducees weren't simply asking a question out of disbelief in the resurrection. They were actively speaking against it. Now, we know that oftentimes when someone would ask Jesus a question, he would respond by asking a question back to them. But in this instance, Jesus answers the Sadducees directly and clearly. Jesus told the Sadducees that life after the resurrection from the dead will be different than the life before it. Primarily because in the age to come, there will be no more death. Humans, like angels, will never die. Now, this part has often gotten misunderstood to mean that maybe humans become angels after they die. No. To say that humans would become angels is like saying that humans could become a giraffe or a hippo after they die, because angels are a completely different kind of creature than humans. Humans don't become a different creature. What Jesus means when he says we will become like the angels is that we, like the angels, will never die. Angels are eternal, and in the age to come, since death will be no more, humans will never die. Jesus then goes on to say that as children of God, in the age to come, our primary relationship will be with God, as daughters and sons of God, and as children of the resurrection. In this life, we will not fully understand the resurrection of the dead, and yet our faith helps us to believe it. Now, none of us know for sure what this will look like or what it will mean for us, but what we do know is that God will raise us from death to life, because through his resurrection, Jesus has defeated sin and death. And after his death, Jesus was transformed to new life through the resurrection, and God will do the same for all of God's children. Each week when we recite the Apostles' Creed, one of the things that we say is, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." And yet I wonder how many of us believe that. Now, I'm not asking how many of us fully understand it or can explain the logistics of how it happens, because how God will do it is truly a mystery. No. What I'm asking is how many of us truly believe that God will resurrect our physical bodies in the age to come? You see, it's easy to form ideas about the afterlife from what we see in movies and read in books. Many people believe that we will have some kind of spiritual existence, but Scripture teaches us that we will have resurrected bodies, just like Jesus had a resurrected body. And yet there are many Christians who believe that when we die, our souls go to heaven and our bodies don't. But this simply isn't true. Just like Jesus, our bodies and our souls will not be separated even in death. The New Testament describes Jesus as the first to experience resurrection from the dead. And it was resurrection of his whole self, his body and his soul. And we as Christians, when we say that we believe in the resurrection of the dead, we believe that God will resurrect our whole selves as well, body and soul. This is our hope in the age to come, and it's our hope now. Our belief in the resurrection of the body has profound implications for the ways that we live in the world with our bodies and the bodies of others. Because my body and your bodies are not disposable. They aren't machines that we can use thinking that we only need them for the short time we live on earth. We aren't finished with our bodies and leave them behind when we die. Our bodies will be resurrected from the dead, and we will spend eternity in God's presence in our bodies. And as such, bodies matter deeply to God. But the sad truth is, we don't always live as if this were true. Perhaps this is as simple as not giving our bodies the proper nourishment or hydration that we need. Perhaps we don't take the medication we need, or at least take it consistently. Perhaps we push our bodies to do too much, too often, and deplete ourselves of the restorative rest that our bodies need in order to function properly. Perhaps we neglect regular doctor visits or tests we need, like mammograms and colonoscopies. Brothers and sisters, the truth is that our bodies and the ways that we treat them matter to God. And what about bodies of others? Does the way that we think about and treat the bodies of others reflect our belief in the resurrection of the body? Think about it. How often do we look at the body of another and make judgments about that body based on its appearance? How often do we look at the body of another and think of it as less valuable than our own? The truth is, there are many ways that we can hurt and harm the bodies of others and ourselves, both in the ways that we think and in the ways that we act. I want to lift up here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church a way that we think about and honor the bodies of others. There are 55 children at Davis Townsend Elementary School who struggle with food insecurity. Now, I should say it's not just 55 children, but they have identified the 55 children who need help with food the most. And so each weekend, we supply 55 children with a bag of food to take home on the weekend, because if they didn't have this little bag of food, they might not have anything else to eat over the weekend. And so it's got a can of pasta, a thing of applesauce, a thing of peanut butter, oatmeal, Pop-Tarts, ramen noodle, a pack of cereal, and a little snack pack of pudding. I can't imagine this being all that I would need to eat over the weekend. And I can't imagine if I didn't have this, that I wouldn't have anything to eat at all. But there are 55 children for whom this is the only food they get to eat over the weekend. And if we didn't help supply this, they would go hungry. And so we are asking for folks to help support this backpack program. This little bag costs about $3.50 a week, $3.50 to feed a child for the whole weekend. If you'd like to help feed a child for a whole month, for a whole month, it's about $15 to send one of these home every weekend. This was on the front page of the newsletter. I can also offer this information to folks who need it, but if you'd like to help sponsor a child to have enough food every weekend, to care for their body, to get them some nourishment, please consider that. The truth is that for most of us, food security isn't even on our radar. We have enough food to eat, and so do those around us. In fact, thinking of myself, I have more than enough food to eat. I can go to the grocery store and get what I need and what I want and not even think twice about it. And yet there are many people in our community, especially children and senior adults, whose bodies don't get the proper nourishment and the food that they need to eat. But thankfully, there are many people and organizations in Davidson County, and just here at Holly Grove, we have this backpack program, which helps meet the physical needs, the bodily needs of others. Because the truth is, the way that we think about and treat the bodies of others and ourselves reflects our belief in the resurrection of their bodies. Because of God's love and grace to us, we believe in the resurrection of the body. We can't fully describe it or fully understand it, but we believe it. And in the fullness of God's grace, we will experience it. So what is heaven like? No one knows for sure. But I do know that we get to be with God forever. And I do know that in heaven, there is no more death, no more pain, no more sadness, no more tears. And in heaven, we get to worship God forever with our whole selves in our bodies. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Living in together in hope and trust, let us confess what we believe with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
United with saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world. Reviving God, keep your church active in its mission and ministry. Encourage bishops, deacons, pastors, and lay leaders to risk boldly in their proclamation and fill them with wisdom and endurance for challenging times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Renewing God, as the northern hemisphere prepares for winter, make us mindful of the ordered beauty of your creation. Teach us to treasure cycles of rest and new life. Help us care for what you have made. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, accompany all who make sacrifice for the sake of others. Safeguard first responders and active duty military personnel. Grant peace to veterans and heal any wounds in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, in your mercy, healing God, your people cry out to you. Sustain doctors, nurses, and hospital personnel in their tireless work. Uphold mental health professionals and those in their care. May the Sun of Righteousness rise on all who are sick or in need, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Latifa, Carrie, Bonnie, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Neil, Paul and Carolina, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, uniting God, unite this assembly in its shared mission and ministry for the sake of the gospel. Highlight ways we can better work together and give us practice to work through disagreement. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
Almighty God, we command to your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Give them strength and courage to face the perils that surround them. We ask that you sustain and comfort both active service members and veterans in hours of anxiety, loneliness, and sorrow, and grant them and their families a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be. Strengthen us all to your peacemakers in the world. Lord, in your mercy. Consoling God, abide with all who grieve for loved ones who have died. Comfort us with the promise of resurrection and new life with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
In your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need, through Jesus Christ, who sets the table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, giving it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus. And let the church say, Amen. Amen. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of Freedom, and let the church say, Amen. Amen. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host, and we are Christ's guests. Jesus welcomes everyone to come and eat, to be nourished, to be fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to come and receive communion. All who do not wish to receive communion are welcome to come forward for a blessing. Just cross your arms over your chest so I'll know. We have gluten-free wafers available, and there is grape juice in the center of the trays. Christ spreads a table before you. Gather here with all the saints.
Thank you.
stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of the abundant table, you have refreshed us with this meal, with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road that we may serve our neighbors with joy. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, love your neighbor like Jesus loves us.
Thanks.